Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Well, Steve, we have online with us a very, very special guest because we went up north of Montreal, our hometown. A
couple of weeks ago to beautiful Mont Tremblant, the Wyndham Cap Tremblant Resort. And we met up again with the general manager of the Wyndham, Keith Brown, after many, many years.
Yeah, well, before we do that, we got to describe, of course, as longtime friends. One of the things about Travel World, which has made it so much fun over the years, are the people we encounter in our travels. And we met Keith a long, long time ago, befriended him while he was working with an airline, and ran into him once again, and turns out he's been living his dream, and part of mine, too. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Stephen, and hello, Willem.
How are you doing?
Good.
Having a good time here and recounting our great time up at the Wyndham, because you want to get away and you want to relax. There's really no better location just to breathe in the fine country air, look at the surroundings, the mountains, any time of year. There's a beautiful vista that awaits you.
I guess you want me to jump in there and add a couple of 2 cents to that.
Oh, as many as you want.
Well, no, you'd be like one of our guests from Pennsylvania. She'd go, yeah, we got leaves.
That's great. Well, actually, Wyndham Cap Tremblant, as you described, it's an exclusive 200-acre mountaintop resort in Mont Tremblant. The mountain is called Mont Plaisant. It's located just 5 minutes by private shuttle from the Tremblant ski slopes, and the shuttle service is offered free to owners and guests. I could go on with a lot of things, but I don't want to hog the time, so jump in and throw a couple of words in, Stephen, and we'll see how this runs.
Well, we got the entire hour just for you because we love this property, and we love working with you, Keith, as many people do, it seems. It's you know, it's one of the very pleasant things in the travel industry, you know, when you have people who are willing to work along. I mean, because travel, after all, is all about marketing. You know, you have the people, if they build it, you know, if you build it, they will come, but you got to tell people about it, too.
It's the hospitality business, and people who exude hospitality and are welcoming are remembered.
Well, that's very kind of you. You know, you hit it on the head, the nail on the head when you described it earlier, because there's only one word that properly describes the panoramic views from Mont Plaisant and the Wyndham Cap Tremblant Resort towards Mont Tremblant, Lake Mercier, Lake Wimette, Lake Moore, and the surrounding hills, and the word is incredible. So the reason for that, I guess, we're so well located to a lot, millions of people. It's an easy drive from just about anywhere, a 60 million people basin. And you can come here year-round. You can enjoy the views of the ski slopes in winter or the fall colors, all the lush summer foliage or nature's spring awakening. You know, we have thousands of people come here year-round just to enjoy the vistas. So that's probably the number one reason they come here, but we've got others too.
My colleague at work told me that I would definitely enjoy seeing the Wyndham Cap Tremblant because of the wonderful views. He says, wait till you get there, it's going to be gorgeous. And, you know, the Laurentians themselves are well known for their beautiful views. And, you know, we'd stayed at other properties up in the region as well. And so you're typically expecting, before you actually go there and see it, you know, it's your typical big complex and maybe a bit of a, you know, courtyard and what have you, like a typical hotel. And this is not at all what we experienced at the Wyndham Cap Tremblant. When we got there, what we ended up seeing were these gorgeous views. I mean, it's on the top of a mountain, and it's many separate buildings. It's like you're driving into a village unto itself, and you have many different condos. One set of condos here, another set of condos there, another set of condos there, and you wind your way up the road until you get to the actual main building. But really, the entire resort is a lot of different buildings. And this is what makes it look so homey and so inviting.
That's right, Stephen. As you come up, we don't specify the fact that when you're going to drive up the Mont Plaisant Road and you get to the top end, you fall into the 200 acres of private estate. And as you're driving through to get to the reception, you're going to be going up and down hills and valleys, and the drop-offs are incredible. So you really get to see the roofs of one set of buildings, and then you'll see a mountain, you'll see a lake, you'll see all kinds of various things. And it was designed that way. The Each building is set at a different level and a different angle, so each residence offers a different view and a very high level of privacy. I guess you guys must have noticed that. I really didn't touch base with you on that when you were here, but
we didn't come across all the people. Even though you've got 175 units there, it wasn't as if 350 people were all in your building and you could hear them all. It was so quiet and so relaxed. We saw people wandering and walking and enjoying nature and breathing in the great air, but we didn't feel like we were in a property of hundreds of people.
Well, that's it. And you were actually there on the weekend. We were at pretty high level of occupancy. So the fact that people can still enjoy spacious enjoyment without feeling crowded when it's a... I think we're operating at about 92% occupancy that day, so we had close to 1,000 people on site, but over 200 acres, 1,000 people can get lost, and it's real nice.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned that, because when you mentioned that there were over 900 people on site, we didn't get the feeling of that at all. I mean, when we had supper on Friday night, when we got there, it was like, well, it was just a homey atmosphere, a handful of people in the restaurant overlooking the beautiful valley, and, you know... It wasn't like one of these big JW Marriotts where you see crowds and crowds of people everywhere.
The tour buses, you know, divulging and, you know, gorging out all these people. They're all jumping out of the windows practically to get in. No.
And then when they go back to their rooms, they come out on the balconies and look at everybody else looking at them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I brought my telescope hoping to find naked people in their windows, but...
That's pretty cool. It was nice, and I guess you guys sort of showed up late towards the end of the evening for the dining. Dining typically starts in the evening at 6 p.m., and you'll hit the more heavily occupied period between the 6 and 7 and 8 o'clock periods, and then it tends to slow down to the more elegant savoir-faire people that come and dine between 9 and 10 o'clock, like yourselves.
That totally describes us. So you know me for so many years, Keith, and that that was the impression that I gave you back then, and it stuck with you for all those years.
That's why we're both slim.
Oh, yes.
Here come the world travelers.
Sample the fine cuisine.
No, it's good. The Wyndham Catron Blanc Mountain Resort opened up in July 2000, and it's such a big complex that it's actually been continuing to grow over the years. And phase two followed in. That phase one was 2000, July, and then in 2003 we opened phase two. And phase three in 2007. And what happened in each one of these phases as we went along, with a total of 23 pavilions right now, not pavilions, but manoirs, and they house about 10 luxury residences in each. But each of these phases enjoys proximity to brand new aquatic facilities, and that's what it makes it. It's really it's a cool setup, because you can visit various parts of this private village, as you described it before, and you'll have a different kind of aquatic experience as you go along. We could talk about it.
Well, we'll be talking about that following the break coming up in a few minutes, but one of the interesting things to notice about that is that all the pools and all the hot tub areas are heated, even though by the main building. I thought this was really interesting when we went there. The actual hot tub area is outside the building. So even though it was, you know, about approximately 15 degrees Celsius outside, which is, you know, approximately, what, 60 degrees, you know, you would want to get into this hot tub anyway, because you'd be nice and toasty warm in this thing. So it really was an interestingly designed. Plus, and you'll describe this later on, you showed us the part where you could actually get in the pool inside the building and swim out. So that's we're going to be touching on that in a little bit more.
Oh, a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
One of the other things that I particularly enjoyed about this, you know, you mentioned the pavilions, but they are separate buildings. You don't get the feeling like you're in this claustrophobic area. You actually are in a residential community unto yourself. And this particular property, the Wyndham Cap Tron Blanc, is unique as far as I'm concerned in the area of the Laurentians. So we're going to take a break. Keith, please stay online with us. This is Willem Backus along with Stephen Pickford, the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Why While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America by satellite. I'm in studio with Stephen Pickford. I'm Willem Baggis, and with a very special guest on the line, our longtime friend Keith Brown from the Wyndham Cap Tremblant Resort. Keith is living his dream. We met him when he was working in the airline industry, good Lord, almost 20 years ago. And, to hear him describe how he came to be general manager of the Wyndham Cap Tremblant Resort was one of those things where we're going, wow. I want to do that too.
Something for us all to aspire to. And what a beautiful hotel. I mean, it's not like going to a hotel. This is like a collection of residences, and you feel like you're right at home and perfect for weekend getaways, perfect for family reunions, small business meetings. You're not going to be overpowered as, you know, a small group being overpowered by all the conventioneers in a 3,000-seat ballroom. This is a property that specializes and caters for those groups of 50 and 100 people. And you have that at-home atmosphere. Just lean back and relax on a balcony. There's barbecues on the balconies,
yeah,
fireplaces.
You can cook your own food. This is what we did on Saturday night, just to give the whole feel of the place. Because, I mean, how often do you stay at a hotel property or a resort, in fact, where you feel you can just go, we went to a grocery store nearby and picked up a few things, cooked like we were at home, and then invited you over, and we had ourselves a beautiful meal, and we even had the beautiful view of the sunset and the views. My goodness, we were right on time to see the beautiful fall foliage at the time. But, I mean, the whole view of the mountain valley, and then when you're at the restaurant, you see the lake and everything. It's just impossible to be beat. So, you know, Keith, we very much admired the property, but we were going to be talking about pools and spas and whatnot, which you also have at the place.
That's right. And as I mentioned before, the various phases as they opened up, each phase opened with a different aquatic facility. Like in phase one, the Lake Pavilion is the complex that's nearest to it, and it contains all kinds of things. The major features are a large outdoor spa, an oversized lap pool that looks very much like the type of pools Olympic swimmers use, and there's a beautiful pavilion with showers, bathrooms, and changing facilities. This lake pavilion is a favorite with couples and families alike, and it has a very special deck that overlooks the sunsets on Lake Mercier. So that's it's a great pool. That was the first pool that opened, and I remember when I first showed it to the first people when I was running a different property, they were blown away. We did a little get-together right on the deck of the Phase 1 pool, which is called Lake Pavilion. The second complex that opened up in Phase 2 is called the Ocean Pavilion. In French, they call it Pavillon Océan, and it has two outdoor hot tubs, a very large freeform-style swimming pool that features a 60-foot water slide.
Oh, my God.
And the Ocean Pavilion also houses a small indoor-outdoor kids-friendly warm pool, which is the one you were describing before. You can swim from the outdoors, indoors, etc.
Yeah.
It has a steam bath and an excellent changing facilities with showers and bathrooms. In addition, the Ocean Pavilion houses a full-service health spa where you can enjoy full-body wraps and a plethora of massage services. This is a big favorite with families. This is where you'll hear all the cries of glee as we go through the summer. And that's the one that we feature on our summer website.
Well, you know, you can easily see it where you have a stressed out parents. They want to come for a nice, relaxing weekend. This is just what the doctor ordered. Meanwhile, the kids are enjoying themselves in the kid-friendly pool. So one way or the other. And, you know, if you want a nice, quiet, relaxing evening, you know, just for the grown-ups, you can go to the adults' pool. And that's the outdoor hot tub right by the main building. So.
Now, that one is the one that looks after Phase 3. Of course, you can go to any pool you want to go to. You can visit one pool one day or all three pools in the same day. It doesn't matter. The one that is at the country club is the Geyser Fountains, and it has a big hot tub, too. The country club opened up in December of 2005, and it houses the fine Il Pinacolo restaurant, which serves breakfast and also dinner. We also do lunches when we have groups in-house, and that's quite often. But let's get back to the pools at the country club. The pools at the country club have heated outdoor walkways, and the hot tub is running. And this year, you're getting this exclusively on your program, Willem and oh, my
Stephen.
Dear Stephen.
Just like the Prime Minister.
Yeah, I call you Stephen. Anyway, the first thing that we decided last week is that we're going to open up the entire complex at the country club for the whole winter, which means that you're going to have outdoor fireplaces and you're going to have a bar serving hot wine. And this is going to become an extremely important feature for winters moving forward.
Well, that's going to be interesting, particularly Tremblant is known as a ski resort. And the thing is, with the open for all winter time, and as far as the outdoor wine is concerned, boy, now that's going to be popular.
Yeah, that's just, I'm not saying complex, of course. We have the two Hartru tennis courts. We have three total tennis courts on site, and they're all free, of course. All of our facilities are free. There's no charge for anything. And we're now planning for next year and the winter after this one, not this particular winter, but the one after that, we're hoping to open up a big lighted skating rink on the two tennis courts.
I was just thinking about that too. Watching some people play some hockey.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we're big Canadians fans, you know. The Canadians are under 100 years, so I think we're going to cap that by having a really beautiful skating rink. They cost about $16,000 a year to maintain, but we've reached that point where we can now, we've grown to that point where we can enjoy this kind of facility. So, but you're getting an exclusive information there. We're opening the Country Club Pavilion starting on December 20th all the way through the ski season.
Now that is going to be pretty interesting to know.
And there's some beautiful trails through the woods that you can walk on and see birds and just feel like you're miles away from anything, and really you're only like steps away from your accommodations. In the wintertime, you can go snowshoeing practically outside of your door.
That's right. We have a lot of activities. On the site, we cut a beautiful summer trail which goes through the trees. It's very well marked. You don't get lost. It's a kilometer and a half, and you'll really enjoy yourself. And in winter, we have one that takes off right from the country club, and it's a 2.5-kilometer trail, and it goes across three ice bridges. And it goes all the way around the Lake Wimette complex, curls around to the front looking at Mont Tremblant, and then comes back. This is it's an actual professional trail which is cut by an outfitter who runs our activity center. They're located right beside the resort. And they take people at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's dark in winter at 6 o'clock. They put these little headlights on your heads, and off you go through the woods, and they're going to show you a fantastic snowshoeing evening trail. It's a lot of fun.
And the trail is marked, I believe it was almost with an orange rope or a yellow rope. You could actually see which way you got to go. So there's very hard to get lost unless you really want to.
Somebody tells you back in your room, go get lost.
I did what you said.
And I couldn't.
Now, the activities is something that we could also touch upon. What we decided to do, although we have a lot of activities on site, such as the outdoor tennis and the swimming pools and spas and all this kind of stuff, we also have on site exclusive in the area. Nobody has this sort of facility. It's called the indoor golf simulators.
I was about to ask you about the indoor golf.
These indoor golf simulators are professional style. They are 99% true golf experience because you're playing with all of your clubs. You're not playing. This is a true full swing golf experience. And we have two simulators, and they all feature 36 championship golf courses throughout the world. So you can play Augusta, you can play whatever you want. You want to play St. Andrews, you can play that. And you can play it all year round. So if you want to play on a rainy day or if you want to play all winter, you just come up to the country club, and that you actually have to pay. You pay $20 an hour, but that's for like four or five people. So you can have a lot of fun.
Well, this is, you can even play night golf and turn the lights off and pretend you're O.J. Simpson.
Night golf. That's interesting. That golf facility is right beside a nice indoor gym. So if you want to stay in shape when you're relaxing, you can come up there and have all of the normal high-end facilities in our gym.
Well, that's one of the big things that I noticed about the place. You know, you can stay at the country club, the main lodge and facility. And it's, you know, unless you really are determined to do it, it's very hard to be bored at this place because you have so many activities. You got the big billiards table as well, so you can, you know, you can play pool and you can take advantage of the indoor golf as well. And then there's plenty of other things to do. Plus, as we're going to get into when we're coming back from the break, coming up in just about 30 seconds here, is the fact that you have an association with all the different activities around the region. I mean, you have every manner of thing you could possibly want to do all within the area. So, I mean, if you want to get
it's an
away
activity,
to a place,
activity-filled area. That's
you can
for
do
sure.
as much or as little as you want to do. And that is quite remarkable for almost any resort that I've ever heard of. The Wyndham Cap Tremblant, Keith Brown, General Manager, with us on the line right now. I'm Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford. Join us and stay tuned following the break coming up. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Back. It's in studio with Stephen Pickford, having a great discussion with one of our longtime friends of the show, Keith Brown, general manager of the West Wyndham Cap Tremblant Hotel up in beautiful Mont Tremblant, actually Mont Plaisant, And Steve, you got a few numbers to give out.
Yeah, you can check out some information if you want to know more about the Wyndham Cap Tremblant. Their phone number is 1-888-996-3227 on the internet at www.captremblant.com. CAPTREMBLANT.com.
One of the other features that you're going to notice on this particular website is the sheer number of activities. Now, we touched on this, Keith, earlier before on the show about how you've got not just a few things to do on the property. I mean, you've got a lot of things. You've got to really work hard at being bored at this place. But, you know, I know every teenager has got that licked. But when you're dealing with anything that you could possibly want to do on land or water, I mean, helicopter rides, snowshoeing, you know, skidoo, anything you want, swimming, water skiing. Keith, why don't you give us a bit more of a rundown on how that all works when you're up at the resort?
Yeah, it's really unique, I guess. I have a good friend that runs the activity center, and we've worked out a deal where if people want to take one of our activities package, we include what are called Wyndham dollars. So you'll get like typically 200 Wyndham dollars. You can go down to the activity center and sign up for whatever you want. You can go like, as you said, we have mountain biking. This is a beautiful spot for that. We have the whitewater rafting, which is one of the favorites. There are 5 championship golf courses in the area, and you can use that for that. There's beautiful mountain scaling. It's not really mountain climbing. You're scaling rock faces. And people enjoy that too, and I'm going through a bunch of pictures as I talk to you, and I just hit a whole bunch of on-site activities, and I said that's not what we're talking about. As you mentioned, the dog sledding. Dog sledding in the Mont-Tremblant area is very, very popular, and it's become very, very family-friendly as we've moved along. The original forays into dog sledding it took a sound heart and a very physically adept body, but now it's quite safe and a lot of fun. So dog sledding is fun, and yes, it's just a wonderful thing. But what we did, we teamed up with this outfitter, and what he does, he offers you, when you go into his store, 100 plus activities, and I cannot name them all for two reasons. Number one, I don't have them in front of me, and the other thing is that they're just too numerous. You can he even jokingly was in my office about a month ago, and he says, you know, Keith, he said, we love your Wyndham dollars so much. If you want to, if people want to get their hair cut on Wyndham dollars, we'll look after it.
Haircut? Well, who'd go on vacation to have a haircut?
No, but I mean, it's a fact that the Wyndham dollars are really, really loved by all. It's a lot of fun, but you'll find that if you go and use the activity center, it's very easily located adjacent to the property, and it's very, very, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, I remember going through the list, and, you know, maybe you can guide a little bit on the website itself, www.captremblant.com, there is a particular button you can click, and then you'll get that whole list, isn't it?
That is correct, yeah. That's the way it's set up, and I don't have internet where I'm speaking to you from. Otherwise, right, I'd be looking at it, and we'd be reeling them off one after the other. But yeah. I know that the one particular one that I really enjoy is going, taking a nice afternoon with our families. There's a 30-foot boat which is for rent through these activity centers, and they'll take you all over Lake Tremblant, which is about 10 kilometers in length, and set you up with about 7 or 8 fishing lines, and you can troll for some very, very beautiful lake trout. And it's one of the most relaxing ways to spend a few hours, and this is all part of the activity. So I really enjoy the activities, too.
And I saw helicopter tours going by, too. Now, I mean, it wasn't buzzing with helicopters like you're standing next to the military base here. You know, no, it's not that. But every now and then you see one go by, so you can go sightseeing by that. And I mean, I like airplanes, so this is one of the reasons why it stood out for me. But you can also do, you know, name the activity. You can take people out water skiing if you want to take people on a golf tournament. Like you said, 5 championship courses, real golf, and then you also have the simulator golf. So you could literally have a worldwide tournament among your friends. And so, I mean, I was pretty well blown away by just the sheer number of things that you can do while you're there. And I still can't get over the whole feel like it's a little city or a community when you go there. And it's like your own private mountaintop getaway.
And that's why it's ideal for families and for small groups, because, A, there's something for everybody in the group. You're not going to hear somebody, oh, how come we have to do that? I don't like it. they can go and do what they like, and then everyone meet up later for a meal and recount the experiences of the day, sit around the fireplace, sit on the balcony and look at the sunset, watch TV, do whatever they want to do. Because
Yes, the fireplace. I need to touch on that just a little bit, because in our particular suite, and I believe that in most of them, correct me if I'm wrong, Keith, that you have these fireplaces where you can go to the front, you get a special fire log that burns clean, and you've got a genuine, honest-to-goodness fireplace where you can just relax and spend some time and warm up or just really enjoy the soothing quiet of it all.
Yeah, you're right, Willem. The accommodations are really one of the special features at Wyndham Cap Tremblant Mountain Resort, because they're not hotel rooms, not executive suites or anything like that. They're very spacious, 1 to 5 bedroom mountain residences, complete with full kitchens, spacious living rooms, and the cozy fireplaces that you mentioned. Each unit has a fireplace, and they do come. We put a log in starting with the fall season all through the winter. We give complimentary log to get them going, and it's a 3-hour burn, and it's very, very nice. It makes for a very, very beautiful ambiance. And, of course, you have the balconies and terraces and flat-screen TVs. I don't know if you noticed, but we gave to everyone 9 free movie channels. There are 5 English and 4 French. Did you notice that?
Well, I actually noticed that there are a lot of channels which we didn't have a subscription to, but those are the ones that you've got to pay for even on your own channel.
I can see where you're going with that. Yeah. Yeah, and of course, all of the condos and everywhere, the entire site is a Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi site. So it's a lot of fun. So you're right. The fireplace is where the family gets together after they've had a fantastic day and they discuss it. It's just a great feeling. Of course, we have fireplaces in the country club. We have a huge one when you come into the lobby. That burns all winter. It's a great big fireplace, and it has an oversized chess game right in front of it.
Yes.
People to enjoy.
That's an amazing-looking chessboard. I mean, you've got the pawns, which are about a foot high, each one of them. And really, you could actually sit there and play.
And those comfy sofas and the huge fireplace. And people watch. Watch people come in to check in or go to the restaurant. That's something my father always used to enjoy when he stayed at a hotel, was watching the people come and go.
And now you can watch people on their laptops and other people relax. Incredible. And, of course, in that lobby, we have the activity center information, so you can see there's tons of things to do. And I guess you noticed that helicopter, because we have a continuous display on a DVD or something that's running the helicopter tours. Just reminded me. There's another fireplace upstairs in the Alto Bar, which is part of the big restaurant complex. That restaurant, the Il Pinacolo, we should talk about it just a little bit.
Sure.
If you want to.
Oh, absolutely, because I was going to touch on the Wi-Fi, but we'll get to that maybe following the break. But we have plenty of time to talk about Il Pinacolo, because that particular restaurant, one of the key features of one of the dining rooms that I saw is that it's got windows and an openable window on 3 sides of it, with one of the most incredible views I've seen in any place I've ever eaten.
It's really wonderful. People like it, and it's been designed with the views in mind. We can look down on the lakes and can see the sun setting on the lake, which is really incredible. There's a couple of shots that are going up on a website very, very soon from the sunsets out of the Il Pinacolo restaurant. And as you said, the 3 walls are made out of glass, and we can open up all 3 sides. The other feature, though, is in a nice summer evening when it starts to get a little bit dark, and we put the lights on, of course, inside the restaurant, but they're pin style, like pin cushion, and it looks like you're sitting under the stars. It's really an incredible feeling.
That, the other thing about this particular restaurant, it's true gourmet dining when you go there. So
it's not your standard hotel fare where you figure, chicken Kiev and apple crisp. This is what you'd go to a major downtown metropolitan market, and here you are in the country, and you get a fine choice. If you're, for example, on a plan and you're on the table d'hote, there's a wide selection. There's going to be something again on the menu that somebody's going to be able to find something that they're really going to enjoy and lean back and have a leisurely meal amongst friends and family.
You know, Stephen and Willem, one thing people should be encouraged to do, if they want to see fine dining, they go on that Cap Tremblant website, hit the restaurant menu, and take a look at that. You'll see the picture of our fine executive chef, Mr. Frank Balducci. He's from southwestern France. He is an incredible executive chef. He worked in the Fairmonts and everything. He's a really great guy. And he changes the table d'hôte every week. It's incredible. You need an executive chef if you're going to operate at that level. But I encourage you to look at it, because on the restaurant pages, you can click on all of the menus, and all of the menus have pull-downs. So you can see every type of food that we're serving. And what's the most incredible thing about that level of dining is that it is not expensive. So that's one of the big pluses for the Wyndham Cap Tremblant. But, of course, I'm slim because I eat there, too.
Okay, on that note, we're going to take a break, and we're going to wrap it up here. The Wyndham Cap Tremblant. I'm Willem Backes with Stephen Pickford.
We'll be right back.
Rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included. So you're downtown, and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny, easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford and special guest Keith Brown on the line, general manager of the Wyndham Cap Tremblant Hotel and Resort north of Montreal in the beautiful Laurentian Mountains. This is a resort. This is not just your average hotel property by any stretch of the imagination. The Wyndham Cap Tremblant is like going to your own private little community. And, you know, when we were there, Keith was mentioning to us that the place was almost fully occupied. There were 900 people. Now, if you'd asked me if there were 900 people there, Steve, I would have gone, like, where are they?
Yeah, where are they? They were all hidden because you're in this cluster of number of buildings all scattered over 200 acres, and it's like going to your own private residence because there's no more than 10 units in any one of the individual manoirs.
I mean, even fully occupied, you get the feeling, the true feeling of privacy and comfort in this place, like unlike any property that I've ever stayed at. And, you know, Keith, once again, I got to tell you, you tell me you're living your dream, and boy, I look at that and say, you know, I want to do that too. And how many people get to actually do that, do something they love so much and actually have a lifestyle that's, you know, like this? It's to be admired, Keith. We take our hat off to you for sure.
You're too kind, Willem. It is a dream. I spent 25 years, 15 years in the airline industry, it was 25 years, you're right.
And time flies.
or it could have been 15 that felt like 25.
It didn't feel like much, but I always said in my mind, I had lots of very good friends who were GMs of the various large hotels in the world, the Georges V in Paris and the Queenie in Montreal and the Champlain, Chateau Champlain. And it was always my dream that if ever I left the airline industry, I was going to pursue a career in the hotel to become a general manager because I sort of liked it. It's a sort of job that has a lot of responsibilities, but it has a lot of rewards. So, yes, I am. I'm living my dream. And guess what? They pay me to work. It's incredible.
You know, they say, you know, you do what you love and you're never going to work another day in your life.
Very good. I never heard that before, and I'm not young, so that's kind of cool.
Well, the thing is, it's nice to see somebody in their element because that's one thing with both Steve and I noticed. I mean, we meet an awful lot of people in various resorts and hotels and whatever, and it's nice to see someone with the love of what they do as much as you do. So in addition to us, you know, as friends from a long time ago, to say, wow, are we ever happy to see Keith this happy? From a point of view of a property and being managed this well, it's nice to see somebody who takes this much personal pride,
yeah. And hands-on and interacting. We could see you with the employees and how, you know, everyone looked up at you and looked up to you and respected you, and that goes across as well when you meet guests, because guests come to the hotel and they say, hey, the general manager is going to look after us, and we're going to have a good time here, and he's going to make sure we have a good time.
You're both too kind, but it's well taken. I appreciate it. I just want to mention one thing there. We sort of touched on the country club, but the country club, if you want to talk about it, has three specific vocations which are not unique, but it's become a favorite of a lot of people. The country club, as you know, houses the reception where we did the check-in and everything, and we have the restaurant and the bar, but it also has a conference of facilities. And the conference facilities, I'd just like to touch on them
sure.
for a second.
Oh, yeah.
There are three special features on these things. What we cater to, we have three special groups. Of course, we have the corporate groups up to about 120, which is what we like to handle, and we do that very, very well. But we have a 2,100-foot square foot ballroom, and that is a great facility for various things. And the two things that stand out in mind are Christmas parties and weddings. Right now, we're really heavily booked for Christmas parties because it's sort of a tight window, but also the weddings. We do weddings. I guess you saw that our conference facilities can become a huge ballroom, and that is right beside the outdoor geyser fountain pool terrace area. So if a person wants to get married, a couple wants to get married, no person can get married. It's got to be a couple, Keith. All right.
Well, I'm sure if a cat and a dog wanted to get married and they were willing to pay for it.
Yeah. Or people like me with multiple personalities.
Yes. Marry yourself. Yes.
You guys are great. So anyway, what we offer, which is kind of unique, is every bride and groom tend to like the idea of getting married outside under a tree setup and all this stuff, and a really great outdoor setting. And we can offer that to them. But the danger of offering that is that it may not be a beautiful day. So what we do is we set it up so the outdoor event will take place at the Country Club Terrace. And if that works, that's fine. Everybody's happy. But if it doesn't, the ballroom is right beside it, so we just move everything indoors in a matter of minutes and off we go.
And it'd be pretty seamless too, because people say, okay, there's a few droplets of rain, the weather's coming, so people just stroll inside.
That is it.
One of the other things that you pointed out, and it's interesting to talk about the conferencing facilities, because the ideal group size, a maximum of about 120 people, something right. that you mentioned there. So you're not talking about one of those major huge convention center styles, 14,000 people under one roof, and then you take the catwalk, 4 miles away to the next building. You know, you're talking about something that was just quite homey and actually suits itself very well to corporate functions. Because one thing I truly admire with more modern properties today is that they're installing computer facilities. I mean, it's a reality today that people depend on their email, they depend on their communications, their computers, almost more than the telephone themselves. I hardly ever phone people these days because I'm constantly on email. And in the other industry that I work, it's entirely software-based. So the whole idea of having a corporate function is very feasible because you have full internet facilities and you have full technical capabilities within your rooms, and you can divide this. So you can have small, 30 people here, 30 people there, 60 people, 120 people. It's a very fully capable resort, and you can even have a corporate retreat by bringing people in. And so between meetings and functions and dinners, you can have golf tournaments. You can have people go out and visit the Mont Tremblant village. It truly is a great place to go to rejuvenate and recharge one's batteries.
And have everyone on one site, and they're not going to have to the other distractions of a major city. The distractions are going to be amongst themselves as to what they can and cannot fit into their limited time there.
You know, the next winner of the Stanley Cup is already planning a retreat for the team just before they win the Stanley Cup. Of course, you have to have my crystal ball to understand that.
Yeah, we know who you're hoping for.
Well, they're off to the right start anyway.
Yep, so far so good.
This is good. So, no, as I mentioned, the weddings is a big favorite up here, and we're completely booked for the month of August of 2009. And very quickly filling in all the way from weddings typically start in May and finish in October. So
it sounds like a good year ahead. All seasons, there's something going on at the Wyndham Cap Tremblant Resort. Something for everyone. Be as active or as inactive as you want. www.captremblant.com, 1-888-996-3227 for more information.
So, Keith, do you have any special things to tell Travel World listeners as a few parting words, nuggets of advice, maybe a discount rate code?
Actually, we are so well set up for packaging now. And what I'm doing right now this week, we're cutting over to our winter website. I'd suggest everybody waits about 2 weeks maximum, and that's when my director of sales comes back. This is on vacation right now. But we're cutting over to the full winter package plans. You're going to see all kinds of great, great deals. And I really suggest that you take a package with the Wyndham dollars. It really makes your buck go a long way. You really enjoy your vacation. And one thing for sure, I mean, if ever you get into any kind of problem, I'm very, very available, and I invite anybody to contact me. I'll be very glad to look after them personally.
Keith Brown, General Manager of the Wyndham Cap Tremblant, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. We'd love to have you back anytime. We think your property is fantastic. It's well worth visiting. It's unlike any property I've ever been to, and for me, it's great because it showcases something beautiful north of my favorite
north
city,
of Montreal,
my hometown.
Just an hour and a half, 2 hours north of Montreal. If you're in Montreal, you owe it to yourself to spend a few days up at Mont Tremblant, at the Wyndham Cap Tremblant, and just relax. That's the key word, relax, Wyndham Cap Tremblant.
Keith, you want to give us the 800 numbers and the website, please?
Yeah, you've been repeating them very, very accurately, the 888-996-3227. is for the reservations, and the website, of course, captremblant.com, captremblant.com, and I'm work on that website continually. It's one of the most up to date websites in the world. Of course, Willem is probably ahead of me on that too, though.
Keith, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Keith. Really appreciate it.
This is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Thanks for joining us, and happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information,